So normally, on the first Sunday of Advent, I would say something like, we find ourselves at the beginning of something. I checked. A lot of my sermons from the first Sunday of Advent say, we find ourselves at the beginning of something. It's not that I'm not creative, it's just it's a great way to start. And it's true. We're at the start of Advent, the start of a new Christian liturgical year. I've got new colors on. It's the start of a road of preparation for the coming Christ. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we also find ourselves in the middle of something. And we have been in the middle of something for months. It's hard for us to change our focus, to imagine something ending and something beginning when our attention has been so drawn to the ever-changing landscape of this pandemic. We feel overwhelmed, surrounded. Just recently, we thought what danger we were in by having two orange neighbors, and now here we are, orange ourselves. I know I didn't have the best week this week when on Monday, PEI removed itself from the Atlantic bubble, removing any opportunity for me to go visit my family. So as we start this season of Advent in the midst of a pandemic, we do so with hope starting us off, of all things. Again, it just seems strange to make note of starting of something while we're in the middle of something else, and it is similarly incongruous to talk about hope when the shadows of despair hold such sway in the world. In a year that has been highlighted with racism at home and abroad, disastrous fires for our Australian kin, leaders spreading misinformation and hate, oh, and the pandemic, it's really hard to look at the days, the weeks, the month ahead and think it's going to get better. In fact, many are holding their breath, some literally, as we collectively wait for the next thing that 2020 is going to throw our way. Instead of being hopeful, a lot of us are feeling, if not despair, maybe that's not the right word for all of us, but it definitely is for some. But instead of feeling hopeful, a lot of us are feeling deflated. It's that feeling of getting really excited for something only to find out that it isn't happening. It's tough to get overly jazzed about hope in times like these. And yet, with everything that has been happening around us, with people known and unknown to us getting sick, the loss of traditions that we're used to, the stress, the anxiety, to hope is one of the few things that we have left. When all else seems lost, hope remains within us. It may diminish to a smoldering ember, but it is still there. It can still warm, it can still guide. It's ready to burst back to life if only we breathe the slightest bit of life back into it. And as we reflect on what it takes to bring life to hope and hope to our lives, we turn this first Sunday of Advent, Hope Sunday, to a reading from Daniel. In this story, we hear of a man who's being persecuted for practicing his faith, for worshiping God rather than worshiping King Darius. What's worse is that King Darius liked Daniel, maybe even loved Daniel. He didn't want anything bad to happen to him, but because of a law that even a king couldn't circumvent, since it had to do with acknowledging the king as a god, he had to throw Daniel to the lions. Isn't that what 2020 feels like sometimes? We're just going along, minding our own business, not really hurting anyone. And then for the next 9 months, 8 months, we're surrounded by lions. But Daniel's story doesn't end in the lion's den. And neither does our story end with 2020. though it may feel like being tossed in a den of lions with no way out sometimes. In Daniel's story, God sent an angel to close the mouths of the lions so that Daniel would survive the night. Imagine how he felt. He may have been terrified. He may not have slept much, especially surrounded by hungry lions. But though tired and shaken, Daniel in the morning was no worse for wear. For the king and for us, the readers and hearers of the word, Daniel's hope and faith in God carried him through that night. Now, this isn't to suggest that anyone should go and spend the night in a lion's den. That's a bad idea. Don't. Nor is it to say that prayer alone will make all the bad things in our lives go away. But like Daniel, we can find strength in turning to God in those most difficult moments, in those darkest of days. Because as dark as it may get, there is no shadow so deep that God's light cannot pierce, no night so long that it can avoid the dawn. Because that's just how powerful light is. That is all encompassing as the darkness may seem, the flickering of the smallest of lights sends shadows scattering. A spark of light is all it takes to bring the world out of darkness. A spark. Hope works the same way. We might feel deflated, hopeless, like despair is just stronger than we are. Yet when we allow even that ember of hope, that spark of hope, to catch in our hearts, despair, fear, and doubt can burn away like so much bad newspaper. Now, I'm not talking about blind and ignorant optimism that ignores the world and all its problems and just assumes that everything's going to work out for the best. I mean a courageous hope, one that knows the stakes, sees the enveloping darkness, feels the breath of the lions on its neck, and believes defiantly in something better, something real, something not yet realized, something holy on the horizon. A hope that believes in the reality, that kingdom. Believes so much, not because it may come someday, but because the coming of that kingdom, that inbreaking of the holy into our lives, is as inevitable as the dawn. It is coming. And that is what Christ is, the dawn. Because he as it is as inevitable as the dawn. And we, through Advent, through all our lives, really, are called to shine that light of truth that Christ broke into the world thousands of years ago to bring grace and light, that he walks with us today, a companion on the road, that he is coming again to break into the world again, our hope manifest. But it's more than just pointing at something and walking away. We are called to be that spark of hope to get the fire started, to live a life of expectation and of hope of the coming Christ. And that is the challenge that I put to you on this, the first Sunday of Advent, to be people who live in hope defiantly, acknowledging the brokenness and darkness of the world, and yet knowing that a healer is coming, that light will shine again. So as we go, be the spark that we need in this season, in this year, as we begin our journey to the stable of our hearts. Let us pray. Kindle within us your light, O God. Shine on the way before us as we begin our Advent journey. Remind us of the blessed part that we play in welcoming your Son into our lives. Make us people of hope, people of your kingdom, kindred in Christ. We ask this and all things in his name. Amen.